COPT4G radio station. Readings from the second Deuterocanonical books.
The Wisdom of Solomon, Chapter 8. Thus she reaches mightily from one end all the way to the other, and she orders all things sweetly. I have loved her and searched for her from my youth, and have asked to take her to me as my spouse, and I became a lover of her form. She glorifies her lineage by having companionship with God. Yes, and of all things the Lord loves her, for she teaches the teaching of God, and is the chooser of his works. And if riches are longed for in life, what is richer than wisdom, which is being served in all things? But if the mind is to be served, who of all that exists is a greater artisan than she? And if anyone loves justice, her labors hold great virtues, for she teaches temperance and prudence, justice and virtue, and nothing is more useful in human life. And if one desires a multitude of knowledge, she knows the past and forecasts the future. She knows the subtleties of conversations and the response to arguments. She understands the signs and portents before the events take place, events both of the present time and of future ages. Therefore, I resolved to take her to me to live together, knowing that she will be a good counselor and will console my thoughts and my weariness. Because of her, I have clarity in the midst of confusion and honor among the elders in my youth. And I will be found to be astute in judgment and will be admired in the sight of the mighty, and the faces of leaders will wonder at me. When I am silent, they will wait for me. When I speak, they will respect me. And when I talk for too long, they will put their hands on their mouths. Thus, by means of her, I will have immortality, and I will bequeath an everlasting memorial to those who come after me. I will set the peoples in order, and nations will be subject to me. Hearing me, terrible kings will be afraid. To the multitude, I will be seen as good and valiant in war. When I go into my house, I will repose myself with her, for her conversation has no bitterness, nor her company any tediousness, but only joy and gladness. Thinking these things within myself, and recalling in my heart that immortality is the intention of wisdom, and that in her friendship is good enjoyment, and in the works of her hands are honors without flaw, and in debate with her is understanding, and glory in sharing conversation with her, I went about seeking, so that I might take her to myself. For I was an ingenious boy, and have been dealt a good soul. Even more so, being good, I came to have an undefiled body. And since I know that it is not possible to be chaste except as a gift from God, and that it is a point of wisdom to know whose gift it is, I approached the Lord, and I besought him, and I said with my whole heart,
And glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.